On the show today, we have America First Credit Union's Randy Halley talking about their latest innovation center, providing their members a glimpse of the branch of the future. So check it out. We're talking about an innovation center that you guys have kind of created in downtown Salt Lake City, and it's kind of a glimpse of the branch of the future. Can you tell us about this innovation center and what is it and how did it come about?
We're really excited about this space. It's been a long time coming. It's been a couple of year project for us. And it started out with one of our staff employees that works in our branch systems area went to Ireland. And we have our teller system program through some folks there in Ireland. And we were starting a new project. And so he went over there to kind of kick that off with them. And while he was there, they said, hey, you ought to take a look at what this bank is doing down the street. And so Jeremy Deemer was the individual's name. He wandered down there, and it's in a very large mall there in Ireland that kind of focuses a lot of foot traffic into one space. And AIB, I think that's Allied Irish Bank, if I remember correctly, they have a space that they call the Lab, L-A-B. And they said what it stands for is learn about banking. And in this space were all of the latest and greatest tools and technologies and ideas that this bank was putting together and where they saw the future was going, and allowed their customers and non-customers, obviously, to see what that future might be, see what AIB Bank was all about, taught them some things. And Jeremy spent about 5 hours there, and they were happy to have him there, taking pictures. He watched the traffic. There was just a constant flow of traffic in there. Had some good conversation with the folks there in that branch, and he asked the question, are you concerned that I'm here and I'm looking at this stuff? And they said, oh, no, don't worry about it. 6 months from now, it's going to be a completely different space. They want that change out to happen pretty frequently with new devices, new technologies. So kind of a neat idea. So Jeremy brought that back to me and had the pictures, and we sat down and talked for quite a while, and Jeremy painted a picture of how we could use this. And after several conversations with our senior management group, we thought this would be a neat idea. It solves a couple of issues that we've had in the past. We've tried technology. We have different versions of technology out there that work. Sometimes they work, sometimes they don't. The members just say, you know, I'm not really interested in that. I don't like that. And so we have in the past on some of our branch locations, we put in some of the technology and designed branches around it, and actually rolled out about 12, 15 branches with the RTS devices. And the members kind of told us, you know, we really don't like those. We came here for a reason. We want to talk to somebody face to face, and they called the machines disease factories because if you wanted privacy, you have to pick up a handset and talk to someone. And they described the person who was there just before them, and they weren't the cleanest looking person, and all kinds of stories going on and on. So not much we can do about it now. We have a dozen or so branches with these RTS units in it. We started to notice, though, over time, and this is over several years, that those locations weren't performing as well as they should have based on the market that they were in. So we recognized that, okay, there's some things there that we've got to be aware of. Some of that technology, I don't want to say it failed, but we have to at least understand who's going to use it, how they're going to use it, why they like it, why they don't like it. It's tough to do when you build the branch around some new idea. It's hard to turn that around if it doesn't work. So part of the idea of this innovation center was, let's use a space where we can turn things around and try something different. If it doesn't work in one configuration, will it work some other way? What information are we going to get from the member? What experience can they have there in that space? A lot of really neat ideas, I think, that we can get from that space. And I think that's the primary reason. There's also an additional reason that allows people, members and non-members both, in this mall location, the ability to learn about America First. And that's, we have some great products. It's not easy to maybe explain some of those on a television ad, for example, or the radio. They can walk into the branch, they can have a description, we can kind of show them that. But this is a place where we can stand right next to them and say, let me show you how our home banking product works. Let me show you how our great mobile works and Card Guard and all of those types of things that might be a little bit more difficult to explain in a 30-second sound spot ad. The other part of it that we will use this space for, and something that the industry has been seeing, is what is that branch of the future going to look like? What are the technologies that are in there that we see that are already existing? And I've seen a lot of attempts at, here's the branch of the future and it looks like this. And then another financial institution says, hey, here's our branch of the future and it has this configuration. And we don't know. I don't know that anybody knows yet what that branch of the future is, right? So this gives us a chance to say, I know that this device is going to be in the branch of the future, and I know this one is not, or something like that. Right. So we have that opportunity to really learn from the member, learn from those people who come in and say, I like that. I think that's really cool. Wow, that's I've never seen anything like that. And we have a couple of those things in that location that are, I've never seen that before.
Oh, wow.
And so we're getting some really good feedback that way. And so that's kind of the history and the purpose. One of the things that's kind of cool about the when a person walks into the location, the one of the first questions is, how can I help you, obviously? And when they respond with, let's say, you know, I want to cash a check or deposit a check.
Right.
The next question typically is, how would you like to experience that?
Oh, I like that.
And we have an ATM that'll take deposits. And nothing that's real drastic about that, but it's maybe that member doesn't know anything about ATMs taking deposits without envelopes, those types of things. We have the mobile, take a picture of it, deposit it into your account. And then we have both Glory and Diebold machines that are they're called ILTs, in-lobby tellers. They're kiosk, self-serve type teller machines that will also take checks. And so as that person comes in, that member comes in, we can say, ask that question, how would you like to experience that? And then walk them through the different options and say, choose one of these.
Right.
And have that conversation of, how did you like that? Would you use that again? If it were in a branch, would you go there and use that without any kind of reservation, I guess? That's kind of the synopsis, I guess, maybe a little bit longer than what you wanted.
No, that's probably, I mean, it sounds like it's an interactive, I mean, it's a virtual interactive lab right there where you're getting immediate feedback from the member for future moves for your credit union, which is smart.
It really is. And it's opened up a lot of opportunities and things that we see in the future that we'll be able to use that there. Hey, let's plan on putting that in the innovation center. It's phase two, or, you know, we know some, you know, several of these rollouts are going to happen down the road. And it's that conversation that takes place that I have a place now where I can try this out. It works. We know it works. Yeah. We're going to test it. We're not going to put anything in there that, hey, maybe this works, maybe it doesn't, with regards to touching the host or something like that.
Does the member know that they're walking into kind of a lab environment, or is it just in a normal branch setting?
Yeah, it doesn't look like any kind of branch. It looks like a store. I mean, that's really what we were shooting for. Again, it's in a mall. It has storefront glass so that they can see in. We have a huge 15 television screen wall that really draws their attention in, and they walk in saying, what is this? You know, it's it says America First Innovation Center, so it doesn't say branch, it doesn't say office. It's people walk in the door and say, what is this?
Yeah.
That gives us a chance to say, let me tell you about it, and the staff down there is just very excited about having that opportunity to say, let me tell you about America First, and here's what we're doing here. This is where we're exploring the branch of the future, and we want your input. And there's just been very, very positive response from the people that have come in.
Yeah, I could imagine, because I'm envisioning like an Apple Store environment where you can just go in there and just play with everything and see what you like and see what fits you. So the next time you go in, you know where to go. You can go exactly to your option of choice.
Yeah, and that's really what it is. There's all kinds of things for them to come in there and see and do. We have interactive tables, flat screen tables. They can take a 3D model of a home and drop it on the top of the table, and our product line pops up. What would you like to know?
Yeah.
Hey, tell me about rates, and they touch the rate button, and it gives them information. That's just some of the cool things that you don't normally see in a typical branch location. That's just not what you're expecting.
Exactly. Exactly. Do you find that a lot of people are talking about, because I mean, obviously word of mouth is the best type of advertising. So it sounds like, you know, a lot of people are starting to chat it up about this lab, so to speak, about the credit union.
We've been open for a little less than a week. Maybe today was about a week now.
Uh-huh.
We had the ribbon cutting on Friday. So we aren't seeing that turn yet, mm-hmm. but think that's what's going to happen.
No doubt.
The actions that we're getting, that we're hearing from the staff, just very, very positive stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We talked a little bit about some of the technology that's in there that's different than what you'd normally see. We've heard about expert at a distance. You know, that let me talk to someone on a computer screen. I'm going to call someone out in another city or state. Mm-hmm. And they're going to tell me about their mortgages or their business loans or whatever it is. And that's been one of those things that say that's the branch of the future.
Mm-hmm. Like,
and it probably is, but in what form? What is it that members would accept? We're a little leery of dropping a whole bunch of stuff out there because we've done that in the past and felt that we maybe didn't get it right that first time.
Mm-hmm.
So we have some options in this location where we have a company called Buffalo Pacific, and they have this expert at a distance system, just like everybody else. It's a back behind it is Cisco and those types of systems behind it. But the screen itself gives the effect of a 3D. So you and I are talking, and we have a kind of a flat look to each other.
Yeah.
What their system allows is for a space that's kind of defined behind you. It provides depth behind you, and it looks like it's almost a 3D effect of having this person sitting there. That's very, very warm feel. It's not the computer flat screen type feel,
mm-hmm.
And I think that what we're envisioning is that's a really comfortable way of transitioning to expert at a distance. We have a normal Cisco system in there, regular computer screen. We have the members look at that.
Mm-hmm.
Think about this. It's much less expensive than the Buffalo Pacific device.
Yeah.
But I think what I'm thinking may happen is you have this very nice system that people will get used to.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I can transition to a little less expensive device, and then maybe I can transition to my computer at home. And I feel very comfortable making a phone call, video call, to one of our video chat people.
Right.
And that becomes the expert at a distance. The branch becomes even less of a factor in how we have that communication with the member. So there's some evolution that I think we'll go through over the next several years. We're going to see how members view that and picture
right.
after they like that idea. You walked into the branch and now I'm going to put you in front of a computer. Okay, is that good? Is that bad?
Right.
We're going to find out.
Yeah. How do you know what technology to put into this particular branch? I mean, do you guys research? Because you and I both know that technology is evolving at such a rapid rate these days. I mean, how do you know what to put in there to kind of experiment with? I mean, there's so much out there to choose. I mean, what's
really
that process like?
Yeah, it really is. And over the last couple of years, we've made a very pointed effort of saying, let's look for things that we can put in there that we think are worth exploring. And so as we've gone to the trade shows, the I can't remember the couple of different ones, even here in Las Vegas, the electronic consumer electronics show. We're getting things like that and incorporating them into this space. One of the places that Jeremy and his boss went to a conference and saw some screen that that goes across the glass, that when you flip a switch, that goes opaque and you can't see through.
I've seen that. Yeah.
One of the concerns we've had is privacy. When someone's on a conversation with a, one of our agents here, at the expert at a distance, they're the way we designed it, they're actually facing out, the screen is facing out into the space. The member's back is to us. So what are we going to do to make sure that's a private conversation?
Yeah, good point.
All of it, all of those cubicles are glass. And the member, as they're having that conversation, there's a button that says privacy. And when they push that button, the glass goes opaque and you can't tell.
Cool.
And it goes down to about a foot and a half above the floor, so you can tell someone's in there.
Yeah.
You can't see anything. And it's that's kind of cool. That's been another one of those, wow, that's cool.
Yeah. You know,
and I think it's, you know, that technology was at a conference that, you know, was I think if I recall, it was an advertising conference, and it was, you know, putting advertising on windows. It's, you know, this flexible screen you can put on, all kinds of things like that came out of that. Ideas came out of that. That's one of the ones that we used. The Buffalo Pacific thing, I went to a conference with another individual about 4 years ago and saw this demonstrated. Thought, okay, we got to figure out how to use this.
Yeah.
It took us a couple of years to say, we're going to commit to using this in this space. I always had it there in the back of my head, but how would I use it? Because you have to commit on both ends. You have to commit to, I really want this expert at a distance person sitting back here in the back office, and I got to have another one in the front office, in the branch itself. Making the commitment that says, I'm having someone sit here waiting for a conference call, a video chat. The organization has to commit to that type of service. And getting that to happen, this innovation center was the thing that kind of drove that.
Now, this sounds like a pretty unique adventure, or venture rather, just say venture, for credit. I mean, I don't know of anybody else. I'm sure there might be a couple other credit unions nationwide, but this sounds pretty darn unique. I mean, what, kind of to wrap up here, what advice would you have for other credit unions who would want to do something like this? Because it sounds like a really smart idea to, like, I mean, just to have a lab that you could try out new technology for members and get that immediate feedback. It's really cool.
Yeah, it's the advice is make sure your board's on board. It's expensive. It's not. This wasn't cheap.
Yeah.
There's a lot of technology that's pricey. That I think as it grows and there's more people using it, it'll come down in price. Our board was very supportive in saying we want you guys to go out and find new technology, new innovations. We see that a lot on the mobile and home banking side. We know that there's a need for it on the branch side to become more efficient. This was kind of a marriage of the two where we could explore all kinds of things. But that's really what it is you got to commit to it, because it's not I can put my little toe in and try this out.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't work, I'll back out.
Yeah, you got to be all in.
You got to be all in.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I mean, it sounds like the long run, the ROI in the long run will definitely, you know, I hate to use the word profit, but it'll profit, you know, because you're going to try out things that will work. You're going to try out things that aren't going to, because you learned a huge lesson with the other branches, and that stuff didn't work out. So that was a huge expense, kind of, I don't want to say down the drain, but
no,
kind of.
and what, like I said, on that other, what we found is it just wasn't as good as the other branches. We still had plenty of members using it. They just didn't like it.
Yeah.
And we didn't want to have members not like something when we want them to use our products.
Yeah, definitely.
So this has just been, I think, a home run for us, and we'll continue to find out what the members want.
Yeah, exactly. And not to mention the word of mouth that it's going to create too. I'm sure people are going to be talking about it like crazy. And if it's not on the news, it should be. You know, go check that out.
We had some news coverage. We had several individuals in the industry that I've done interviews with and those types of things. So I think the word's going to get out there. It'll take a little bit. Now, yeah. I'll tell you the other place. The other thing is the vendors that we're using. Very committed to making this work. Has given us great pricing on things.
Yeah, I bet.
They bring in, we had the you know, president of the one of the companies, well, several of the companies, the presidents were coming out looking at this space. Mm-hmm. One of them said, we've been talking about this for a year. Everybody's been asking, where's America First with this? We want this. We want to know what they're doing and how they're using this. And so I know that there are many industry people who are looking at this saying, okay, we're going to bring our folks there to look at this.
Yeah.
And we certainly welcome that.
Right. So. Yeah. Cause it sounds like it could be like a kind of another testing ground for vendors stuff too, to see how well it works.
That's all they see it.
So it works both ways. Well, very cool, Randy. Gosh, I mean, I love this story. It's such a cool idea and a smart idea. And I really thank you for coming on. And again, another story about credit unions kind of pushing that proverbial envelope and introducing new technologies that can make the industry better, you know, and get the word out about credit unions, how cool we are.
We're really excited about it. We think it's just going to be great for us. So we'll see where it goes.
Yeah, you got it, man. Well done. Let's check in again down the line and see how well it's going for you guys. I'm sure it's going to be, again, like you said, a home run. So well done.
Thank you very much. Good stuff.